This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. India's confirmed coronavirus toll has crossed 7 million, with a number of new cases dipping in recent weeks, even as health experts warn of mask and distancing fatigue setting in. The health ministry registered more than 74,000 infections within a 24-hour period. India is expected to become the pandemic's worst-hit country in coming weeks, surpassing the U.S. government. Expert Dr. Randeep Galeria says that the number of people who have died of COVID-19 has remained relatively low in South and Southeast Asia, from India to Vietnam and Taiwan, as compared to European countries and the U.S., but others say India's death toll may not be reliable because of poor reporting and inadequate testing. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor says that the president is no longer at risk of transmitting the coronavirus. In a memo released Saturday night, Navy Commander Dr. Sean Connolly says Mr. Trump meets the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention criteria for safely discontinuing isolation, and that the currently recognized standards, he is no longer considered a transmission risk. The memo follows Mr. Trump's first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for the virus. Meanwhile, former New Jersey governor and Trump supporter Chris Christie tweeted Saturday that he's out of the hospital following treatment for coronavirus.
Christie was one of several who attended a Rose Garden event with President Trump and later announced that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Christie was also with Trump for debate prep. On October 3rd, he tweeted in consultation with doctors he was checking himself into the hospital for treatment because of his risk factors, including asthma. He also said on Twitter he was grateful for all the care and support he'd received and will have more to say later. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is VOA News.